Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Seat Breakfast with Now.
Hello, good morning. It is your midweek Beat Breakfast. Niall is here, Show is here and Killian is here. And it's not a bad morning out there and the form is very good today.
It is. Welcome to Wednesday, September 4th and hope you're well this morning. And I just want to say, who is up for a little bit of pineapple buying in the next few days? I don't know if you saw this story, but it's a little bit mad, right? There is a trend in Spain. You know Mercadona, the supermarkets in Spain?
No. But
no.
They're the big kind of chain.
Yeah.
So basically, you go there between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. at night. And if you are looking for love, you get your trolley and you turn your pineapple upside down and you walk down the wine aisle. Oh. And if you are interested in a person with a pineapple in the trolley, you bump trolleys to let them know.
This is amazing. It's a little secret code.
So I'm wondering, can we get it started in like Aldi tonight, like 7 o'clock?
You know, actually buy the pineapple because I don't really like pineapple.
No, you could just have the pineapple in your trolley, but we could like
leave it back at the sweet counter just before you pay.
Isn't that mad? Yeah. Everyone's flocking to the market.
Are people actually doing this?
Yes, it's like people are going to find love with pineapple. Like, I know
they're not going at it in the aisle.
No, they're bumping trolleys, but that's like
that's
a
not
single.
Lingo. That's not lingo. Come and bump me trolley, will you?
Yeah. I think we could start this like in the southeast. You know, like let's see if we can get a little pineapple thing going.
It's kind of mad thing to start the show with. I'm fascinated.
Well, there you go. Every day is school day.
So if you see me later in your local supermarket with a pineapple, it means we're on.
Well, you have to be in the wine aisle, apparently. That's where they meet between 7 okay. and 8, okay? All right, go for it.
Good morning to you.
Good
Welcome
morning.
To the show. On the way this morning, we will bring you a latest daily dilemma at around about 8:30 this morning. And we got Beat the Bomb and big news on the cash machine this morning, too.
Oh,
stay
big.
With us. New daddy, of course. Sorry, from Beat 102 and 103. He is a new daddy. I'm not calling him daddy.
Jack. I know, but I still can't get my head around the fact that he is a daddy because in my head he's just like, he's a little Bieber, you know?
I can't get around the fact that it's Jack. As in, it's such a normal name for a celeb couple. Usually they name it like Orange, like Mandarins or something.
Orange Mandarins.
I love Jack as a name.
Do you?
I just think Jack is such a, Jack. Yeah, Jack.
I can move on. Any Jacks out there? Just remember that, Jack, if you're driving around today, that show randomly thinks your name and goes,
I didn't. I don't know if I made that noise. I think it's a very strong, it's a sexy name. Mm. Yeah, you're sexy, Jack. You are. There you go.
Okay, 7:10. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday. It's not just a normal Wednesday, though. It's a big day for those who are talented sports-wise in the southeast. So that rules us out. Because today is officially Beat's Club Focus Day. Tonight, we've got the gala night where we're going to celebrate the brilliant clubs around the southeast who are doing great things and bringing joy to many lives.
Well, do you know what? I think you've touched on something there because I've spoken recently to somebody who moved to Wexford and she was saying that one of the things that helped her, I suppose, like integrate or become part of the community was that she joined a running club.
Okay.
And it was like, she didn't have any friends, she didn't have family here. Mm. And suddenly she joined and she was like, you know, find her tribe, kind of. I think that's really, like, there's something about that is really important, you know?
Yeah. Now, look, we want to say thanks to our friends at Eco Solar Energy who've made this possible. We've been running for the last year and we've got 12 lucky participants taking place in the gala night tonight because each month, you might have seen this on our social channels, Beat has visited a club from somewhere across the five counties, featuring them on our Sports Beat Extra show and on the social channels. And one of the clubs tonight is going to bag the title as the winner and receive a €2,000 bursary. So we're delighted with that.
Fab.
And Club Focus is our just little thanks to all the clubs out there and our commitment to highlight the amazing work that you guys are doing and having such a positive impact. But what I can say is that myself and Show have very easy, restless shoulders today because we're just in a supporting role, really. We're just in a supporting role. But there's one man in studio.
Oh, one man. one man only.
He's got heavier shoulders than us because he's got a big job tonight. Killian is the official host along with Megan tonight.
Yay!
And in his home county of Carlow,
all of
the dreams coming true.
Last time I was in the tower, I was like on the barrier just looking at a guitar player for about 3 hours.
Right, last time I was in the Tower, we had McFly do a special performance. Not McFly, the other one.
Busted.
No, not Busted.
McBusted?
No. The Vamps. That's it. They're all the same. The Vamps. The Vamps did a special performance for 50 Beat listeners in there, and it was amazing. Oh, I love that venue. That's I love it. So how are you feeling about tonight? What have you got to do? What's going on?
I've got to pick my outfit, and I've got to learn my script. So that's all still to come.
Okay.
But the script is okay. You put stick on the cards.
Yeah, I know. I'm grand. I read over it last night.
I'd be more worried about the outfit. It's like 12 hours, less than 12 hours, and you still don't know.
No. Last year, I made a mistake. I wore a jacket on the stage, and I was sweating. I could feel the sweat in my cheeks. So I think I'm going for a little shirt this time.
Yeah. So I had to drop Killian out yesterday to get his car, and you've decided you're going black.
Black shirt, khaki pants, and my Nike Air Force. But anyway, I want to challenge you though this morning on a bit of sport. Yes, because Niall, you like to say that you watch sport.
I do watch a lot of sport, but only mostly the mainstream stuff though now, your soccer, your rugby, your ga. If you're getting into like your kind of cricket things now, I'll be lost.
Nothing wrong with cricket. And show, you claim to be a sports expert the minute the Olympics flicked on.
She's a bandwagoner. If there's a big tournament on Rugby World Cup, Olympics, then show is in like Flynn.
Do you know what I am? I'm such a bandwagoner. I'm such a bandwagoner, and I've no like shame or like I've no issue with saying that. But I'm also such a fantastic cheerleader. And when we were saying that we were going to chat about the sports world tonight, I was thinking back to my favourite memory of cheering somebody on in terms of sport, and it was my brother. He was playing in the Mini World Cup, North End versus Wexford Albion. And they won on penalties, and it was one of the greatest days of my life as his sister.
Questions about the Mini World Cup before though. Was it just Wexford's Wexford teams in the Mini World Cup?
Yeah, it was Wexford.
It's just Wexford. Okay, Janet, then. It's just World Cup.
I was so proud. I was the proudest sister. So, look, soccer is kind of my thing, or it was my thing. But, look, I'm up for anything. I wouldn't know much about any other sport, really, to be honest with you. But I am a...
So, how's this work?
So, I've got three questions. Yeah. They're not your run-of-the-mill everyday sports. And I've used my friend ChatGPT to come up with some of the questions.
Why are you so obsessed with Chat? Everything we do... Killian's like, I'll just check ChatGPT.
It's a great tool.
It's his pal.
ChatGPT. It's my only friend.
Okay.
Right, so I've got to kick off with Niall first.
Okay, I'll do mine first, then you do yours, and we'll see who's the club focus beat breakfast champion.
Okay, go.
Okay, right, here we go.
Right, question number one, Niall. Botoshi or Botoshi is a Japanese sport. Explain to me what you think it is.
Spell it for me now.
B-O.
Yeah.
Kind of hyphen. Yeah. T-O-U. S-H-I.
Botushi.
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 I like your Botushi.
Do you know what? It rhymes with sushi.
Sushi.
So I'm thinking it's some kind of competitive cooking sport where they wrap rice and some fish and a bit of octopus, and whoever gets it the best and has the nicest design on it, Mary Berry comes in and says, you're the winner. Am I right?
You're completely wrong. It's somewhat similar to capture the flag. Botoshi translates roughly to bring down the pole, which is the goal of the game, essentially.
What's capture the flag? Is that like...
You know, like everyone runs and the first one to get the flag or bring down the flag wins.
I never understand the Japanese.
I've never heard of that sport. Like what?
The name.
That's not a sport. Botoshi.
That's like a game, Mob 40, or one of those games we used to play as a kid. But anyway, look, we might do a Botoshi video later.
Question number two.
Go for it.
The sport... Wife carrying,
I know this one.
Yeah. It comes in teams of two, where a male carries a female, and competitors race to see who can finish first. Oi, oi. At an opposite, of course. Dropping the wife is not recommended.
Yeah.
What country does it primarily take place in?
Over this part of the world. Yeah. And I'm just trying to think now. Is my question.
Sorry, I was just trying to say that I think we have covered this on the show before.
Yeah. I know they've done it in Ireland, but I think if you're talking about where it's mostly happened, I'm going to guess Wales.
Germany.
It is. No. Think Scandinavian. It's Finland.
Finland. Never understand the Finnish.
Okay, question
one
number
more,
three.
Last one. This is it. I've got to save myself here.
Dawana Boner.
Excuse me.
Oh my God.
Yes, actually, thanks.
Dawana Boner is the name of a famous sports player. What sport do they play?
Dawana Boner.
So how do you spell the first name?
So capital D-E and then a capital W, A-N-N-N-A, and then Boner.
Dawana Boner.
Sure, that could be any, like, what a name.
I would say It's either, I'd say it's hurdling. They hurdle over 400 metres.
No.
No. Oh, no. God.
Just basketball. She's a Macedonian basketball player. Yeah.
I thought Duana was a guy.
Duana Boner.
Okay, I've got none right. So you've got a good platform for starting here, show.
Look, I'm going to smash this. Whatever you throw at me, I feel that I will get.
Okay, we'll give show a chance to kick my ass.
September 4th, Niall and show and Killian with you. Hope you're well this morning. Go on.
I'm taken aback by
it's
things.
Grand, you can say it.
So on the show earlier in this week, what was I can't even remember what the topic was.
We were talking about
things you wouldn't throw away.
Yeah, what you don't like. Yeah, yeah, it was around this time.
I had holy boxers.
Yeah, and show said that she had this pair of knickers that, yeah, they're not great. They're a bit faded. They're a bit off colour. But they bring great comfort. And 10 seconds before Cyril ends there, she just announces that this morning she put them on. Picture that, everybody. Yeah. Picture that.
And our words were, I'm wearing granny knickers.
Yeah.
I just
keep
felt
an
like
eye out for the VPL, she said. So keep your eyes peeled, Wexford Town later.
A very a visible panty line, like as in you can see it through your thing. But I just saw them last night and I was like, I'm going to lay them out. I just want to feel at home. Mm. You know, tomorrow I want to, and I do. I feel just really at ease with myself this morning.
A couple of quick messages before we get to your little quiz. Mark, very defensive about the mini World Cup that they hold in Wexford.
You see, you'd want to be careful, boy.
He says the mini World Cup was and is huge. I used to love playing it, and the crowds to the final were always huge. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd say it was like final for the main World Cup. Yeah.
No, I'll be Nyla very, very careful.
I just can't understand how you call it World Cup,
because it's all the teams, and it gets
all the teams from Wexford.
Yeah, but like
Wexford is not the world.
Well, some people would consider it to be the world.
That's how it worked in Baggenstown. It was just like in an estate, and all the kids from town would go, you would
jumpers.
Split them into teams.
Jumpers,
yeah, literally jumpers for goalposts.
Oh, sorry, Killian. No, this was a almost professional setup. Sorry. Anyway,
Owen has a question for you, Killian, as well. Yeah. You're the man to answer this. What's the dress code for Club Focus tonight?
Oh, I'll wear what you want.
Yeah.
Well, like,
smart
casual.
I won't
smart
be looking at Joan.
Yeah. Smart casual.
A suit and tie if you want. You can wear your granny knickers like show's doing today.
Yeah, put on your best, most comfortable I won't say knickers, underwear on, and do a show today. Be show. Be more show.
Be more like me with my 10-year-old knickers.
Okay, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's time for show to have a go at sports quiz and see can she. All you need to do is get one to win.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, question number one. Explain what you think the sport poo sticks is.
Poo sticks. As in P-O-O. Poo sticks.
Yeah, poo sticks.
Poo sticks.
I just think it's like you're running around with poo sticks. What can you give me?
Poo sticks.
So in a poo, like a game of poo sticks, you are literally racing against the clock to get your stick with a poo on the end to the finish line as quickly as you can.
It's like an egg and spoon race.
Poo sticks.
You're completely wrong. Invented by the book character Winnie the Pooh or Pooh Bear, the race involves racing a stick thrown over a bridge. So you throw like a stick into a river like he does in the show, and then wait and watch it, and whoever stick goes down.
I think her game sounds a lot more fun.
Which would you prefer to see on a Saturday afternoon on RTE2?
Throwing a stick into a river and not poo on a stick, obviously.
Okay.
Right, question number two. True or false, the World Stinging Nettle Challenge is held each year in the UK and originated when two farmers argued over who had the longest stinging nettles in their fields.
True or false?
True or false?
Come on now, 50-50 chance on this.
See, I have, like, do you know what? Like, obviously Castlebridge, Wexford is the home of the Guinness World Records, and people never believe that. They never believe. So I'm going to say that's true.
It is true.
Yes,
yes, it is correct. People would eat nettles, and the aim of the competition was to see who gets stung the longest by them, who's in pain the longest.
Can I just say, during the summer, I got stung by a nettle for the first time in about 20 years. You know the way you get stung all the time when you're a kid because you run through fields? Yeah. I got stung, and all I was like, I said to Eve, I need a dock leaf. And she was like, what's a dock leaf?
That's such an old wives' tale, isn't it? But it's bed into us all as kids. Find a dock leaf and the nettle sting will be grand.
But she had seen that episode of Friends. She's like, do you want me to?
Are we on it?
And I was like, no, that's a jellyfish.
Okay, in the 70s, there was a famous sports star called John Arthur Chubby Cox. What sport did he play?
Arthur Chubby Cox.
Chubby Cox, yeah.
John Arthur Chubby Cox.
What year?
1970s to the 80s.
70s. Me mate, Arthur Chubby Cox.
Don't snort.
Do you like Chubby Cox?
you think Chubby Cox is talented?
I'm just trying to think what Chubby Cox could be anything. Arthur.
John Arthur Chubby Cox.
I'd say he's English. I'm going to say.
What sport did he play?
Yeah, give me a second. I'm just trying to visualise them. She's
trying to visualise Chubby Cox.
I'm trying to imagine what Chubby Cox would be doing with his life. Hang on a second, let me see. So he's Arthur, and he's Arthur Chubby Cox is a he's a jockey.
The poor horse.
He's a jockey. All right.
No. What is he? Chubby Cox is a basketball player. He's one of the famous basketball players for the Chicago Bulls back in the 70s.
Duana Boner and Chubby Cox were both basketball players.
I won. Well done. When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. When we were saying that we were going to chat about the sports world tonight, I was thinking back to my favourite memory of cheering somebody on in terms of sport, and it was my brother. He was playing in the Mini World Cup, North End versus Wexford Albion, and they won on penalties, and it was one of the greatest days of my life as his sister.
I've had some questions about the Mini World Cup before, though. Was it just Wexford's, Wexford teams in the Mini World Cup?
Yeah, it was Wexford.
It's just Wexford. Okay, Janet, then. It's just World Cup.
I was so proud. I was the proudest sister. So, look, soccer is kind of my thing, or it was my thing.
I'm feeling a bit like a crybaby because I can't believe I got my ass kicked on a sports quiz by Sean.
I wouldn't say you got your ass kicked. Well, I got one right and it was about nettles.
You scraped in on a true or false. Fair play. Well done.
It's like the Mini World Cup. Way.
Now, I swear to God, I will get Phil Lyons, my dad, on this phone and I will get him to explain to you what is glorious and beautiful about the Mini World Cup. You'd want to be fair. You will not be welcome in Wexford. You will not be allowed over the bridge.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's me told. Right. It's Beat Breakfast. It's Wednesday. I hope you're in good form. I was staying on a sporting team this morning because there's an issue has arisen over the last 20 minutes on the show. We were talking about a little sports quiz, looking ahead to the Club Focus Gala night tonight in Carlow with Eco Solar Energy. And Show mentioned one of her sporting highlights of where she really just got into sport more than she'd ever got into sport before. Yeah. And she told me it was in a thing called the Mini World Cup in Wexford. So I thought, wow, an international tournament in Wexford. I never heard of such a thing. And she says, no, it wasn't. It's just a few Wexford teams kicking a ball about. Doesn't sound really like a World Cup to me, but I've got a lot of flack over this issue.
It's a bit of a backlash, to be honest with you, because this is a very serious event in Wexford and a lot of people are upset with you this morning, including Mark.
Niall, Killian, I am in massive shock here. The lack of respect for the tournament that is the Mini World Cup, the biggest tournament in Wexford, just about as big as the World Cup.
That's all about Wexford.
He's having a clue.
Yeah, you're having a clue. You're so right.
And okay, who can educate me?
I said to you in the last 10 or 15 minutes, you've been in my house before. You've been welcomed into my home by Phil and Anne. Not everybody gets a Kit Kat. You did. Yeah. There's one man that will sell the Mini World Cup to you, and it's none other than my dad.
Good morning, Phil. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Niall. How are you?
I'm good now. I suppose I need just a little bit of an explainer to get to grips with this. She says it was one of her greatest days when Davy did really well in the Mini World Cup in Wexford. What's it all about, Phil?
Yeah, well, absolutely. You have to understand, as Billy Roach said in his play, Poor Beast in the Rain, a man without a hometown is nothing.
Yeah.
But at the same time... But at the same time, Wexford people are very outgoing. Mm. And a man called Jack Carty from Wexford Albion set up the Mini World Cup. He's gone to his eternal reward now. Lovely man. Set that up many, many years ago. Mm. And I was manager in North End at the time in the late 90s. Wow. And the whole point was that every club in Wexford, in County Wexford, Roscoe, they all could put in their teams. And there were allotted a different country in the world.
We were very proud Mexico.
Yeah.
And
you
we
were Mexico.
Up where we okay. were from and who we represented. And on the day of the final, we got to a couple of finals and we won them. The teams were lined up all under 10. The mayor came out with his thing and the band or whatever. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And if you haven't experienced it, then you know not. It's still going to this day.
Yeah. Tell me this now. What kind of a manager were you? Were you Jose Mourinho? Were you Pep Guardiola? Who would you see yourself like, Phil?
I was probably a bit of Brian Clough.
Now young man.
No, it was good, and we had I had another man with me, Tony Walsh. It was two of us. It's a pity we didn't end up managing Ireland. We might be somewhere. But there were very good times, and there were very special times, and it's really good to see that it's still going.
Okay. I have a better understanding of it now that I know that you're half Mexican, Phil.
Look up the word magic, and you'll understand.
You know what?
I'm humbled.
Dad, you did not let me down. Thank you so much for putting a man who is very difficult to put in his place this morning. You've sold that Mini World Cup to Niall and anybody else who was a doubter. Yeah. I love you, Dad.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day, Phil.
Bye.
That's me told. A lot of reaction to Show's dad. Mark says, legend. Nicole says, petition to get Phil as part of the Beat Breakfast crew. I think, we can get that happen. Another message, Niall, the man from Imagine has spoken.
Just in case you weren't with us yesterday, my mum and dad's house is called Imagine.
Yeah. This is brilliant. Stephen was on to us. That must be where the term Wexican came from. Too good, Stephen. Too good.
God.
And also, bless. Kathleen's been on to a show. I love Brian. He's now everyone's dad.
That's my dad. My dad is Brian. So.
Well, he's called Phil Kathleen, but we get you. He is. Oh my God, I'm so proud of him. I love him so much. Wake up
in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
We start over on Team Show, and I think we've got Amy over there. Hi, Amy, how's things?
No, it's Eva.
Oh, Eva, sorry, I'm so sorry. Eva, how's things?
Not too bad at all.
Now, are you a Halloween nutter?
Oh, absolutely. I've been buying my decorations since July.
No, where have you got them? Jeez.
Yeah, I've been looking on all the sites like eBay, Temu. Everything.
Well, can I ask you, right? Because I won't lie. All I did was pull a pumpkin out of my press last night, and that's the only thing I have so far. But like, what is it that kind of excites you about it? What gets you going when it comes to Halloween?
Oh, you frightened the life out of little ones. I mean, my Ring doorbell has the best videos. It's unbelievable.
Oh my God!
And my big purchase last year was a fog machine, and I dress up as a witch for my daughter. So when I open my front door, there's a big puff of smoke comes out, and I frighten all the little ones. Yeah, it's really good.
It's an unusual outlet for you, you know.
You're a lot more invested in this than I am, Eva, but like, I like your style. You're like all in.
Oh yeah, and I've got floating candles now for this year and my magic wand, so I'll be 100% now this year.
Yeah, see,
I can't wait.
You're a go hard or go home kind of person, I'm here for
absolutely.
I just don't know if I want to live on your street, to be honest with you, with all this scary stuff.
Yeah, oh, my yard is full of animatronics as well. So we've got the ghouls, and when you walk by, they all make noise. And yeah, it's very good.
Eva, I genuinely thought you just had a few pumpkins in your sitting room.
She's all in.
Right, would you like to talk to Rachel, who is on the very other side of the
fence? Oh, thank God, some sanity. Rachel, good morning. How are you?
Well, how are you? I'm good.
We're good. Now, say good morning to Eva firstly. Were you listening?
Good morning, Eva. How are you?
Morning, Rachel. I'm good.
Yeah. What do you make of Eva's go hard or go home when it comes to Halloween attitude?
Yeah, no, it's not me at all. And personally, I think frightening the life out of little ones. I'm a grown adult, and that would actually have me take a heart attack. I'd drop. I'd absolutely drop.
Oh, I love it.
I hate it. Everything about it.
Rachel, my thing is, right, I kind of get getting into Christmas early because Christmas is a season. It runs for a week or two. Halloween is one day. You don't need to do it 8 weeks beforehand.
No, it's absolutely ridiculous. You won't see a pumpkin or any sort of a ghoul or skeleton at my house. Nothing.
And when it comes to like you're like not dressing up or anything like that on Halloween, or No.
And I won't go trick or treating with the nieces or nephews. I literally
no.
Okay.
There has to be a happy medium in between Eva and Rachel somewhere.
Halloween this year. The more I hear from Eva, the more I think I'm probably maybe a little bit more in the middle, Eva. I don't know if I'm quite like where you're going to be, and yet I'm not a hater either, Rachel. But thank you so much.
You're
for
both
sharing.
Legends.
Yeah, you're very
get your travel mug. Have a good day.
Happy Halloween.
No matter. Bye. Happy Halloween.
Wake up with your mates.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. Yep.
And I do my best work. Look, I got to say, I'm doing a lot of good work in my Vauxhall Astra.
Yeah, it's very inspirational, that Vauxhall Astra. So the owner would drive home, whatever, 45 minutes between Waterford and Wexford. That's when this whole show was put together, guys.
Yeah.
Because all these random things come into her head. And that's why this show is so random, in case you're wondering.
Bear with us, okay?
So
this
one
is
hit
what
us.
Happened yesterday. I was driving home and I looked in the field and all of the cows were sitting down, right?
This is conspiracy theory music, by
the way. Okay, so the cows were sitting down and I voiced out Niall and I said, you know when the cows are sitting down, that means that it's going to rain. Now, he didn't reply, but that's okay. I don't need reassurance, lads. I'm okay. I'm confident enough in myself. So I went home and I said to Tom, you know the cows were sitting down and that means that it's going to rain. And actually, it did rain really heavily yesterday evening in Wexford, right? So I was like, oh my God, theory proved right. He said to me, Tom said, I've never heard that in my entire life, right? Mm. Apparently, 60% of people believe that cows sitting down equates to rain coming, right?
Okay, we'll hear from farmers if you have any proof of the pudding.
Well, 60%, but there is no scientific evidence whatsoever to back up that theory.
Okay.
It doesn't exist. Cows sitting down could be tired, could have had enough of the day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they just don't want to be friends, hanging out with their friends anymore. There's no basis.
Can I give you one cow fact while we're here?
Moo.
Moo. We often hear from people milking in the parlours at this hour of the morning, the radio's on, and they tell us that the cows enjoy the music. They have done scientific research, and cows hearing music produces more milk.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That is a true
fact.
That
must have happened to me then when I was feeding Eve, because I listened to a lot of music and I was always
very milky.
Very milky.
Oh my God, enjoy your cornflakes.
Oh, can't believe dear. I said that.
Yeah, I can't believe you
and
said
I'm
that
And I'm not
either.
A cow. Anyway, it led to this, right? So basically what we're going to do now on the back of that is we are going to play a little game of fact or fake news.
Oh, I love this, because we did our Beat Media Literacy Tour this year and this was one of the highlights for the thousands of students across the southeast.
Exactly.
Fact or fake news. So basically, you've got a couple for me and I've got a couple for you.
I'm just going to tell you, Niall's slagging me because I wrote my questions out on a piece of paper, a very specific cue card. Like, he thinks that's so old school. Are you ready to play fact or fake news?
Do you want me to go? You're going to throw
I'm
them at
ask
me first. Okay,
yeah.
Let's go then.
Question number one. This week, doctors in India were taken aback after removing keys, nail clippers and a knife from the stomach of a young man reported to be in his early 20s. Footage of that medical team extracting the items have gone viral. Is that fact or fake news?
I think that's quite conceivable as a fact, because people eat all sorts of weird things and swallow weird things.
Damn you anyway, it is a fact.
1 point for nine.
Keys, nail clippers and a knife. Okay, question number two in fact or fake news. A girl called Sophie Williams in Melbourne appeared on Channel 7's This Morning Show this week to talk about her upcoming wedding to Coldplay's Chris Martin on October 30th this year. She's booked Melbourne Registry Office, invited friends and family, bought a wedding dress. Sophie told presenters Larry Emder and Kylie Gillies she was just waiting on Chris's team to reply to her emails and hoped her appearance on the show would help. Fact or fake news?
There's a lot of detail in your stories. So either you've got a really active imagination, which is true, or actually there is some fact in this. Even like the presenter names even sound realistic to me. So I'm going to go with fact.
You say fact?
I'm saying fact.
It's fake news. Oh. I made it all up. I did my research. The presenters are real. The show is real. Sophie Williams is not real. But Coldplay are playing Melbourne on October 30th.
Okay.
And I just... Oh God, I can't tell you, like, the buzz that this has given me.
Right.
Yeah, okay, question number three. A new spider in China went viral this year for its unusual name and look. It's called Hot Wheels Sisyphus. It has genitals shaped like Hot Wheels. Is that fact or fake news?
What do Hot Wheels look like? I'm trying to picture
like
the genitals.
Well, Google it. No, you can't Google it actually until after.
It's probably banned on the work computers. Hot Wheels Sisyphus.
Hot Wheels Sisyphus. Yeah, China. Is that fact or fake news?
Fake news.
That's fact.
Oh. So 1 point out of three. It's not bad. It's better than I did yesterday.
There's a little bit of a like a rush that's coming with this.
I feel a rush.
Addicted. Because it's hard to trick you, Noel Perry, I would say. So I feel like that is a real success story, in my opinion.
Okay, well, I've got a couple of facts for you. Liza was on to us, just a little bit more info, a little bit background info on your cows. Show cows sit down when they're full of grass and happy. They're chewing the cud.
Oh, bless. They were lovely cows, actually. That I saw.
How do you know? Like, what makes them lovely?
Do you know what? I do love, like, I'm not a massive cow fan, but I do love a light kind of blondie cow, like a brown, not a dark brown, what's the colour I'm looking at? Kind of a caramel colour cow.
Caramel. Yeah. Okay. Caramel cow.
I don't know if anyone's ever described a cow as caramel colour.
Very good. Right. I got 1 point, so let's throw it back at you. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Fact number one, is this fact or fake news? Where will we start with this? Okay, I'm going to start. A chicken once lived without a head for 18 months. His name was Mike the Headless Chicken. It was in 1947 in Colorado. And he's very famous around the world. Can a chicken live without a head for 18 months? Chopped off.
Fact or fake news? Sounds so ridiculous. It has to be. I'm going to go fact. Yes!
Yeah, Mike the Headless Chicken was a male Wyandotte chicken that lived for 18 months after his head had been cut off, surviving because most of his brain stem remained intact.
No way.
It did not bleed due to a blood clot.
Oh my God.
Fascinating. It's scary.
That
though,
is
it?
Weird.
It's horror
though.
Movie
and so
stuff.
No like giblets either. Like.
I don't know if the giblets are there or not. I don't have that info to hand. Right. Number two, fact or fake news? You know the Pope?
I do know the Pope.
Pope Francis.
Yeah.
Current Pope.
Yeah. I don't really... I couldn't pick him out of a lineup though.
Couldn't you?
No, I don't think so.
I suppose he's not as famous to us as the previous ones. But Pope Francis, before he was Pope, worked as a nightclub bouncer in Argentina. Is that fact or fake news? Bouncer. Your name's not Dan, you're not coming in. Regulars only, mate. Regulars only.
That's so ridiculous.
The Pope Francis, before he became the Pope, worked as a bouncer in Argentina.
I had a friend who was considering becoming a priest. And
okay,
he used
going?
To do panto. So I'm going to say that's fact.
Fact. You'd be correct.
Yes!
He did. He talked about his life working the doors at a venue in Buenos Aires recently.
You see, like, you just don't know. People have pasts. Yeah. Like, you know, he's entitled to it.
And finally, my final one for you. Fact or fake news.
Okay.
If you hold in your fart long enough.
Oh, God.
The gas will be reabsorbed and come out of your mouth. Is that fact or fake news?
If you hold in your fart
long enough, it gets absorbed back into your body and it comes up this way and comes out.
And then it comes out as a burp.
No, you breathe it out.
You breathe out your fart. Oh my God, what a... That is...
It's grim.
That is so grim that it... Is that a fact? No, please don't say... Okay, I'm going to say that's a fact. No, that's a fake. That's fake news. No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Can I have your final answer, please?
If you fart and you hold it in, it comes out of your mouth, I'm going to say fact. Oh my God, no.
It's true. And in fact, sloths regularly, they digest their food so slowly, they can't fart and they constantly breathe out their farts.
Oh my, it is so horrific that you have shared that with us this morning. Like,
I
why
think
would
I've met a few people
that?
Who've been holding them in, to be honest with you. So you won 3 out of 3.
Oh my God, I love this.
You're a fake news queen.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah.
You can't trust anything she says, basically.
I'm a good liar. Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
We've all been just a little bit fascinated with, because we love a bit of goss.
Can I say fascinated, but also like almost afraid to talk about it? You know what I mean? Like almost afraid to go there in terms of what it actually means.
Okay, so we're talking about thruples. Thruples. And this has come to light recently, mostly powered by David Hay, a former boxer, I'm a Celeb Star, because we had all those stories in the paper. We don't know the full truth of what went on, but
no,
initially it was all all about our lovely Una Healy from Tipperary, who was supposedly in a throuple with David and his partner. And then they seemed to split up. And then all of a sudden, Helen Flanagan popped onto the scene and the tabloids were talking about her. Helen Flanagan, also an I'm a Celebrity star, but most people know her as Rosie Webster.
Rosie from Coronation Street.
Oh, she's Rosie's up colouring in a bedroom.
Oh, Rosie.
Oh, this is fish and chips. But Dad, I want to keep
Schmeichel. Yeah.
So anyway, you just don't know. Is this tabloid nonsense? Is there any reality? Is there truth to it? And Helen is currently taking part in Celebs Go Dating, and she has spoken a little bit about what went on. Are we any clearer, show?
Well, she did appear in I'm a Celebrity with David Hay in 2012.
That's when so she kind of fell for him a little bit.
And they'd known each other all that time. So she said on her relationship with him, she said, "It was quite something. It's hard for me to talk about. He had a girlfriend at the time and he had an open relationship. I didn't mean to fall in love with him, but I did. We had this amazing connection. We were like fire together. I think he does love his girlfriend and I think he loved me as well." So what I would read from that is, unbeknownst to her, she kind of ended up in what? Well, no, because maybe not, because she...
Do I need a diagram? Yeah, look, on the one hand, maybe it's... Is it only a throuple if actually the two girls are there doing it?
I just had that little light bulb moment. Yeah. But I've never been in a throuple.
But at the same time, she was fully aware that he had another partner he was in love with when she was with him.
Yeah, but that's an open relationship. Do you know what I mean? So that's slightly different.
Differentiate.
See, I just don't know about the throuple thing. I don't I don't think I'm cut out for it. Oh, well, like...
Yeah. As we know from Uncensored, you can be a bit of a prude at times. But maybe... You know, it's time. You don't need to be just sending pictures all the time. You could keep the magic in your relationship by bringing in...
Oh, that was a low blow.
By bringing in somebody else. And maybe it's time...
Okay.
Myself and Killian are here, that you and Tom could welcome only one of us, because then it would be a throuple or something. That'd be too weird. So maybe you could welcome one of us in, you know, to form this brand new throuple.
Why would I bring either of you in? What would you bring to the table? Because we know you inside out.
Okay. We know you better than anybody else, show. Do you want some reasons? Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to go first?
You kick off first. I'll see what I have to compete with. I was just thinking there,
like, reasons why I should be brought in as a throuple. And what I've done, I'm quite clever, is it's the four of us in this, not you. It's in you, Tom, Eve and me. So I have something for everybody, right?
This is so weird.
Okay. So number one, I'm a gymnastics expert. The last time I was in your house, was I not up in things swinging around the place?
It's an aerial silk, and yes, you were. And did you get dizzy when you came off it?
I was on it for about 5 seconds and I felt unwell, but at least that's Eve looked after.
Okay.
Then for you, reason number two why I should be part of your throuple is I would bring a constant lifetime supply of Just Divine biscuits. I would just have them all the time ready for you, your favourite biscuit.
That's very tempting.
And my third and final reason why I should be in the throuple with you and Tom is I think me and Tom do have a lot in common in terms of cynicism and eye rolling at you, and I think it would be good for him if he'd someone to share the load with, just to listen to and like eye roll and stuff.
But then I would just be sitting there with two of you rolling your eyes at me. Okay, yeah. You think you could bring like a camaraderie for him?
Exactly, for him.
I do like the way you've tapped all bases. Yeah. Like in that, like, little.
It won't be the only thing I'm tapping.
Oh no, please! Oh please! Oh my God! No.
Killian, go for it. Why should you be in the
trouble?
You
let yourself down in the last one there.
Did I?
Number one. Eve, she adores me.
Have you been in an aerial silk, have you?
I have. I've been in that little room and I could play, what's that called? That sinister...
Screwball Scramble.
I could do that any day of the week. You and Tom, like, I could take a night with Eve and you and Tom go out and enjoy your Wexford town to heart's content.
Okay.
Number two.
A babysitter she's looking for. It's a throuple.
Number two.
More to the
so
table.
Competitive
number
between
two,
the two of you.
I'm a great laugh. You laugh at me every single day and you know how funny I am. And me and
anyone
Tom
who
together,
says that out loud generally isn't.
Hey! Just because you know I'm a slightly edging over you here now, Niall. Constant laughs. Number three, me and Tom get on so well. We are like two peas in a pod. We message on Instagram the whole time. He hasn't replied once to me. But we message the whole time. I think he's blocked me actually. And number four, I don't know if this will sway you, but I'm a size 13. So make of that what you will.
God, took a grim turn there.
I really appreciate the lengths that you've gone to try and enter into a throuple, which I believe neither myself nor Tom have
any
desire.
I'd like to hear from Tom on this. I'd like his vote on this.
Okay, I'll get a statement from him in a minute. Thanks for your offers. You both did really well. What I actually really found a little bit like, about both of you is how competitive you were there.
You're worth fighting for.
I like that.
You're worth fighting for.
As I said,
for.
If I could get the hang of that passcode there, I'd be in like a hot snot.
Move on.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
When I came back from Coldplay on Saturday, a friend of ours had asked, would we meet our new fella?
Aww.
So it was a big deal, you know, and she was introducing us and we were very excited. So myself and Tom and Eve went downtown and we were...
I didn't know Tom was present for what you're about to tell us, but go on.
So we were there waiting and we were, you know, just having the chats and she was there and we were talking away. And every time a fella came in the door, we were like, is it him? The excitement. And yeah, we were having a good crack. And anyway, somewhere in the midst of the conversation, Eve, my beloved Eve, who's probably listening right now, turned around and said to our friend, did you know what Mom did last week? And I was like, looking at Tom, and Tom was looking at me.
What could this be? Could be anything.
And then our friend said no, and Eve said, well, she sent a picture to Dad. And then she raised her eyebrows like that.
Right, okay. I'm scared to delve too deeply into this, but was it a picture of you at Coldplay, or was it a picture of you at work, or like what kind of area might we be talking about?
What kind of pictures?
Yeah.
It was just a little pic. It was just a little word.
Picture your husband. Just a little picture of your husband.
Just a little picture, and we're married a few years, and I'm just trying to keep it alive, all right? I'm just trying to keep the dream alive.
Okay, well, what was your immediate reaction, and why did she say it?
My immediate reaction was, and you know me, lads, don't do embarrassment.
Yeah, no
the
shame.
The colour of my face, it was like tomato. Like, I mean, I wanted the ground. I wanted someone to come along and take me. And also, can you remember, I was at Coldplay the night before. I was tired.
Delicate, yeah.
I was emotional.
Yeah.
And this was landed on me. And
your friend was there. The new fella wasn't there yet at this point, was
no,
he?
No, he wasn't
okay.
there. Yeah.
So what was the friend's reaction? Did she just fall in the
like,
place?
Like, fall in the place. But Tom's reaction was the best. I told you to delete those.
Do you still have them on file?
Yeah.
You know my email, hon.
Do you know the code for her phone?
I do, actually.
Yes, boy.
Yeah. Anyway, I was landed right in it, and it was one of the very few times in my life where I was hand on heart embarrassed.
This is why you shouldn't hang out with kids. That's my theory.
I have a kid.
Don't hang out with kids. They will always get you in trouble.
Yeah, and like it's not like there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just that moment of like your secret being, I suppose, revealed in the pub, out into the ether, and like what could I say? We all just had a big laugh about it. Yeah. Okay, so I was really put in it there, wasn't I?
I think I think you need some help here, do you? I think you need some help. You need some help to feel not so embarrassed.
Yeah. I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102.103.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Now, this is a few years ago. What's this when you were a bit smaller?
A good few years ago, yeah. I was in play school.
Okay. Talk to us. Tell us the scenario. It's morning time. It's the school rush.
Yeah.
It's crazy in the house.
Yeah,
getting
ready for school. And Dad shouted downstairs to my mother, asking her to throw his boxers up from the dryer.
Okay.
And Mam jokingly shouts back, no, you're only allowed my knickers. Thought nothing more of this. And until my mother was collecting me from play school, and was absolutely mortified to hear my circle time story was that Mammy wouldn't let Daddy wear his boxers, only her knickers.
Oh, wow.
And still to this day, she says, if I didn't kill you then.
She wouldn't do the school run for a while afterwards,
oh,
I'd say.
God.
Was
she? She said, so right, like mortified.
Oh, my God, your poor dad.
The teachers were just kind of like, look, whatever goes on at home, you know.
Yes!
Yeah. It's your own private business.
Oh, good job, hun. Good job. You have lightened my load. I mean, we're both in trouble with our families, but that's
together.
Okay. We'll go down together.
Thanks,
hun.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up. Do it.
Time for round two of Beat the Bomb this week with our friends at Joyce's Expert Wexford, getting you covered for back to college from laptops to tech must-haves. And they've got the experts in store. They're also online at joyces.ie and giving it a crack this morning on his way to work. Dragos, good morning. How's things?
Good morning, Niall. I'm very good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, we're good, hon. We're good. We're good. How's your day looking?
My day's looking... The weather's not the best, but my day's looking positive. Oh. I'll never let that change me, yeah.
Yeah. And do you want to share, or is that just because you're playing Beat the Bomb? That's the positive.
No, that's another positive for the day, but just you know, you're going to work. Don't be sad, be happy, you know.
Yes.
You're out there living
life.
Yes,
son, I love that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Seize those opportunities. You know, smash the day, guys. Smash the day.
Okay, can we ask what work is?
Yeah, I'm just a field service engineer for getting a medical device equipment.
Oh, very good.
Don't put a just in front of that now, Dragos. That is an important title. Do you know what I mean?
I try my best.
Good, yeah, good man. Yourself.
Are you on your own, or have you got some help for the quiz this morning?
Oh, I'm on my own today.
Okay, all on your own. Well, look, five is the score to beat from Caitlin yesterday. Hope the question suits you. Let's give it a lash.
Beat the Bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Dragos, what two fruits make up the flavour of the drink Rock Shandy?
Orange and lemon.
Yes. Miles Morales is what superhero?
Spider-Man.
Yes. What pop star coined the phrase Brat Summer this year?
Charlie XCX.
Is right. Watermelon Sugar, Late Night Talking, and As It Was are hits from what singer?
Harry Styles.
Yes. In tech speak, what do the letters LYSM stand for?
Love you so much.
Yeah. What musical has songs such as Breaking Free and Start of Something New?
Grease.
No, it's High School Musical. What Waterford seaside town's name translates to Big Beach in English?
Tremor.
Is right. What female singer announced this week she is taking a very long break from music?
Taylor Swift.
No, it's actually Adele. Tinky Winky, Lala and Poe are characters from what kids TV show?
Winnie the Pooh.
No, it's Teletubbies. What is the national flower of England?
Rose.
Yes, you're right. Who are the current All-Ireland hurling championships?
Clare.
Yes, in what southeast county is the town of Tullow?
Carlow.
Is right. Who is the manager of Man City?
Pep Guardiola.
Yes, what car does entrepreneur Elon Musk make?
Tesla.
Yes. What is the top Spanish soccer league called?
La Liga.
Yes. What tree is a hurley made from?
Ash.
Yeah, you're good, Dragos. You're good.
You nailed that, my friend.
You don't need to say just playing Beat the Bomb. Yeah. You played Beat the Bomb. You came and you saw and you did it.
Unlucky for some, 13 points this morning.
Drag us.
Yeah, I'm happy with
you
that.
You should
one
be
one,
good.
Yeah. Should
good.
Be okay. Daily
you
price.
Sounded.
No, you're a chill guy, Drag us, aren't you? You're chill.
Yeah, I don't get myself agitated when I'm on Beat the Bomb. Nah. Cool, calm, and collected.
Oh, that's how you do it.
That is how you come and conquer, Dragos. Yeah. That is what to do.
So hopefully I can inspire the rest of you.
Dragos, yeah, Dragos, you are a live, laugh, love kind of guy. You are a man after my own heart. We will be motivators together, all right?
Yeah. We can't all be leaders, sure we can't. Okay, well, listen, well done. Guaranteed daily prize. Well in the run for the end of week prize. Good start to your day and have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You guys too.
You're a star, hon. We love you. Now just chill. Everybody chill, okay? Take a leaf out of his book.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Good morning. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
So show's lunch on Friday.
Yeah, now I just want to reiterate the fact that we were invited to a fancy party, but you know yourself, fancy parties are fab and all, but it's just finger food. I did not want to be left in a situation where I got to co-play at like 6-7 o'clock and I was like tummy rumbling, hangry Shona. That's not what I want for you or for me.
No,
okay,
it's so not it's good just, for society.
For society in general. Yeah. I was thinking ahead, okay? So go for it.
They're doing the special in McDonald's at the moment, Killian, where they're doing the double Big Macs are back. So Sho said she was going for a double Big Mac, which is, and people laughed at me at the party when I told them this, that's four patties. Four burger patties, okay? Four. Four burger patties.
For some reason, I thought a double was just three. I didn't like, I mean, obviously, math-wise.
So normally it's one and a half. So four patties on their burger. And then she went large. Of course she went. Yeah, it's a large tip and large drink.
It's about 50 cent extra. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, it's better for the economy.
And she wanted a taste of some chicken. So she got a box of nuggets, 6 nuggets. Yeah.
I did, yeah.
And you went for it. Yeah. Oh, you went for it. Ooh.
Now, at first I couldn't get the burger in my mouth. Those babies are big, right? But eventually I managed to squeeze it down and I got it in, right?
Yeah.
And when I was,
regular occurrences.
When I was finished the burger, there was a tiny little bit of lettuce left in the thing, and I don't like to leave it in there, so I just took a little bit of lettuce, and Niall was just staring directly at me, right, and he was just looking at me. He goes, "You did a great job." Yeah. There,
I was like, where did she put it? She's only a slip of a thing, you know. My mother used to always say you must have hollow legs when she sees me eating a load like that. So where'd she all put it? But look, she's fed, she's had her absolute monster meal in McDonald's. Let's get her back in the car and get her moving again.
Yeah.
So we get into the car, we sit down, and she says to me, Killian,
we got a bit out the road. I waited about 3 minutes.
We were still in the car park. She says to me, "Niall, will you root around my handbag there? I have a Star Bar in there." I went, you what? You're going to eat a Star Bar now? And she goes, yeah. And then she starts to justify it on her various different levels. Number one, I have to have something sweet after a meal.
Yeah.
Number two,
fair.
The size of chocolate bars nowadays, your lighter is bigger than it.
They're only that size.
Yeah. So chomped on the whole thing, Star Bar gone. So she had her dessert as well. And I was blown away
by it. You were blown away by me.
And that's why I recorded in my notes, and we told everyone at the party we went to of show's lunch.
Everyone was going around calling me Four Patty Show.
So I told you just a few minutes ago about our trip to Dublin on Friday and how it was important to get some food in our belly. But whoa, I was taken aback by just how impressive Shona Lyons. She's a woman on a mission when she's hungry.
Thank you.
When
thank
she
you very
gets
much.
To the hangry stage, you just get that food into her and just let her go. Let her go. Don't say anything. Just let her go. And if she wants a Star Bar from her bag, get it for her. That's what I've learned in life. It's been a good lesson.
I am the driver. You see, you will do anything that I ask you. Well, not anything.
I do, but I still grumble. But anyway, let's just give you a little flavour. You're getting a huge amount of support this morning. People are impressed.
So I had my large McDonald's meal and my chicken nuggets, and when I got into the car, I just said that I needed something sweet, and I asked Niall to reach for my Star Bar. Now, he looked quite shocked, but I put the point across that no matter how full I am, I still like something sweet at the end.
Okay, we'll start with a couple of the text messages. Amy will sound to us. Yes. A girl after my own heart. I could be busting from the seams and still have room for a dessert. Don't feel bad, girl.
Anita was on show. You're a woman after my own heart. No matter if I'm bursting with food, I always have to have dessert and eat every bit. If I'm home, straight after dinner, chocolate bar for me. Did you ever see the film Just Right with Queen Latifah? She says, I'm not a salad girl, I'm a steak girl. That's me too.
Another message in as well from Craig, who says there is always room for dessert. Ice cream makes you feel less full. That's my excuse anyway. Fair play, show. Eat away. You too, Killian, with the pizza appreciation. Respect.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you.
Okay, couple of the other thoughts coming in on this. Firstly, Cree was on to us with her support.
Show, you did totally right, girl. First of all, you have to have something sweet after having dinner. It's a given. I always get an apple pie in McDonald's. Oh. I love them. But you have to have something sweet after dinner. I mean, that's what the sweet press is for. The Bickies and the TF. We are well used to our sweets after dinner in Ireland, aren't we?
Yeah.
And not only that, but I stick up for you now with the meal that you got. Because, in all fairness, McDonald's doesn't really fill you for that long anyways. So you need lots of it to really get that stomach full. And you're going to a concert. You know, you're going to Coldplay. You do not want to be having those hangry pains at all. So show, I'm totally with you, girl. Didn't get a chance to pick out this weekend myself, but I've done it on multiple occasions. Bye, guys.
Thanks, darling.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Okay, so look, domestic chores. We all have to do them. And there are ones that we just about tolerate and there are ones that, you really don't want to do. And that's where if you're lucky enough to be in love, your partner might step in and help out on occasion, you know, and that's when you know you're in love.
Yeah, love.
I have to be very careful with this now, but Katy Perry's been talking, and she did the Call Me Daddy podcast. She talked about all sorts of things in it, but one of the things she talked about was how her partner Orlando Bloom, well, she'll give him a special treat, we'll put it like that, if he does just one task for her, and that is the dishes. She hates doing the dishes. And so if Orlando does them and she comes down and she sees it done, he's getting spoilt. This is what she had to say.
If I come downstairs and the kitchen is clean and you've done it all and you've done all the dishes and you've closed all the pantry doors, you better be ready to get your... I mean, like, literally, that is my love language. I don't need a red Ferrari. Just do the dishes. It's that easy.
As if you have to do the dishes in Katy Perry's and Orlando Bloom's house. Like, come on. They have, like, an industrial dishwasher and probably a housekeeper. Come on. I don't buy that.
Not buying it.
Seriously, I get what she's talking about. I get, like, I have a dishwasher.
Yeah.
And... I'm pretty sure I've said this before. Like, I don't, like, I can kind of understand what she's saying in terms of the reward, because if something is not done on the regular and then somebody does it
out
and they
the
take you by surprise, you'd be like, okay then, that's made my day.
So what is it about the dishwasher in your house?
So I think he will openly admit this. He has some kind of like aversion to emptying the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So even if
I think,
like,
that seems like a bigger job than it is. I put it off all the time too, and actually it's not that big a
why
job.
Why is that? I know what you mean though, because like you open it and you're like, when it's clean and you know that you're the one that's opened it and you're therefore responsible, you're like, oh. Yeah.
So the best way forward in that situation is to just take the one item you need out of it and close the door again and leave it for someone else.
Yeah, it's just, you live on your own, right? And you can do that because you don't have to look around your shoulder and like sneak past somebody. But he will do that. Like, he will open the dishwasher and take out a spoon and almost like look over his shoulder to see if anyone's seen him, and then like just go about his business as if not my problem.
The magic fairy will come and empty the dishwasher.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not a domestic goddess by any manner of means, but that is one job that if I saw him doing that, I would be like, whoa.
Now you're getting a treat.
Yeah, I don't know if I would reward him with the treat that Katy Perry is rewarding Orlando Bloom with, but I would certainly be impressed. Shall we say?
Okay,
yeah. But
there you go.
No, not
Tom,
not
wake
that
up.
Treat.
Wake up, Tom. Do the dishwasher today. Yeah.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
Wake up.
Do it.